Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuneverti. The stock market continues to convulse, making it about 11 months now since we've witnessed some sort of normalcy in the indexes. The monetary tightening by the Federal Reserve to combat the worst inflation in 40 years is a causation for sure, but in addition to that, the restart of supply lines after the COVID shutdowns, the unwillingness of many to get back to work after their generous unemployment bonuses and stimulus checks, the Ukraine war and wallet-crushing prices on many of the things people buy have also contributed. Arguably, a perfect storm of bad decisions all came together to slam almost all sides of our global economies. You might ask, what bad decisions, Mark? Subjectively speaking, and in this analyst's opinion, the COVID shutdowns and the fire hose of unemployment and bailout monies has fostered the red-hot inflation we are witnessing now. The shutdowns need no explanation, and the federal cash giveaways increased the money supply by almost 50% from what it was pre-COVID. Let's call it what it is. Egregious money printing by the governments of the world, similar to the Mexican peso event that decimated that currency decades ago. There have been many other overspending governments throughout history, of course, but the Mexican peso event seems to strike a familiar chord in the memories of most. Copious amounts of money printing was Mexico's problem way back then, and it's the same problem most governments of the world, including the U.S., seems to be coping with now. The central banks of the world are trying to bring down inflation by tightening down on the credit screws and the money supply of their respective economies. Ironically, and in my opinion, idiotically, governments are continued to spend even more money to try and cope with the inflationary problems caused by previous spending. In the last 6 months alone, Washington has doled out about another $5 trillion or so on everything from giving money to for-profit semiconductor companies to pushing for more green solutions in the midst of an energy shortage, climate change, massive government hiring, more bank bailouts, foreign assistance, and even more. You name it, Washington wants to throw money at it. I'm not pointing a figure at any one party, administration, or sovereign government, mind you, as they have all overspent for decades. But it was only a matter of time before all that money started bidding up the prices of everything under the sun. And it has. Here in the U.S., the government continues to think of new ways to fire up the printing presses. The coming November elections and the presidential election, which should start sometime in late 2023, makes the temptation to continue to put ink to paper in the form of newly created dollars to shower down on potential voters irresistible. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell must be pulling his hair out as the Federal Reserve tries to sop up some of those COVID trillions to tame inflation. 16 individual states are handing out even more money to help citizens cope with inflation. These states are California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, South Carolina, and Virginia. They'll all be doling out more free money, of course. Apparently, at least that many state governments don't see the irony in handing out this free money to counteract the very inflation caused by handing out free money before. My opinion, of course, and I'm sure I'll get at least a few nasty letters for that one, such as the life of a public columnist. In conclusion, we look past the previous mistakes of the Federal Reserve and their failure to recognize our inflation early on, when it would have been much easier and far less painful to tame. We have to at least give them credit now for holding a firm line, continuing to withdraw money and credit from the system despite a crashing market and a slowing economy. Not only does the Federal Reserve feel the pressure to solve our inflationary problem, they are very soon likely to feel even more pressure from Washington to relent and stop tightening the screws on the consumer. In a box of their own making, they are now damned if they do and damned if they don't. Since the federal government and the state governments continue to hand out cash, however, I doubt the feds will be able to accomplish their mission and may even break something financial in the process. You heard it here first. Inflation is probably not going away anytime soon. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that concludes another edition of Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only. Is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities. And the opinion may not represent the opinion of this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuneverti. Don't take
It's last mile.